AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sweden is the latest country in Europe to pause use of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. Some people have reported blood clots. Amir Cook with the European Medicines Agency says the benefits right now outweigh the risks.
Our role at the EMA is to evaluate these to make sure that any suspected adverse reactions are rapidly investigated so we can figure out, is this a real side effect?
Moderna announced it's beginning a study of its vaccine in children younger than 12, one that will include babies as young as 6 months. Moderna also has tested the vaccine in 12 to 17-year-olds, but hasn't released the findings yet. North Carolina's Duke University saw nearly as many coronavirus cases in 1 week as it did during the entire fall semester. The university's online tracker shows a quadrupling of positive cases among students over the previous week. Top administrators blame fraternities at Duke. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the situation is under control at the border as he defended a policy of allowing teens and children crossing by themselves to remain in the country. Mayorkas rejected a Trump-era policy of sending them immediately back to Mexico or other countries. Actor Yaphet Kotto has died. He was in the James Bond movie Live and Let Die and Alien, and he's also starred in TV's Homicide. In a 1996 interview with the AP, Kotto said he was playing heavies, angry characters.
That was true for the beginning part of my career. In fact, it got so much out of hand that I was this angry black person that I subtly started playing detectives who were on the side of the law.
Yaphet Kotto was 81. Two suspects have been taken into custody in a fatal shooting near the campus of Boise State University in Idaho. The school says neither the victims nor the suspects are current Boise State students or employees. This is AP News. February was an icy month for retail sales.
Americans spent less money last month. The U.S. Commerce Department reported that retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 3% in February. That's after soaring to 7.6% in January, as people spent the $600 stimulus checks that were sent at the end of last year. Analysts said the decline was due in part to bad weather that kept shoppers home and even knocked out power in parts of the country. The biggest drops in spending were at department and sporting goods stores. But even online sales, which soared 26% last year, fell more than 5% last month. Economists at Oxford Economics expect healthier spending in March, with wider distribution of vaccines, warming days, and generous stimulus checks as part of the COVID-19 relief package. Another encouraging sign is a sharp increase of hiring at restaurants and bars. Jennifer King, Washington.
Google's next internet-connected home device is part of its Nest Hub and will test whether people trust the company enough to let it snoop on their sleep. The device will monitor your sleeping patterns from your bedside. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. Traveling with Doug is one of my favorite things, but when you're on tour like I am, bouncing between 35 cities, feeding your dog can get complicated. And that's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients that he's been obsessed with. But it's shelf-stable, so I don't need a freezer or a cooler or a whole travel operation just to feed my dog. Doug loves it, and I feel good giving it to him. So go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.